We'll call the meeting to order at 7. Is there any additions we need to make to the agenda? If not, can I have a motion to approve?
I move to pass the agenda as written.
Okay. All those in favor? That is carried. So we will recess council, and can I have a motion to go into public hearing?
I move we go into public hearing.
Okay. Oh, do I need to say regarding bylaw 854? Okay. All those in favor? Sorry. That's carried. So the public hearing for bylaw 854 is officially open. Purpose is to redesignate the lands previously zoned residential to manufactured home to accommodate placement of a manufactured home on the property. So is there anybody that wants to speak? Anybody that wants to speak? Anybody? Okay, then we will close the public hearing at 7:03.
I could go off.
So, can I have a motion for second reading to adopt?
We can do that now.
I guess we have it down farther.
I have it in the business.
Okay, so we will move on. Guests. Do you have any guests that want to speak?
I don't know where I'm at on the agenda. Okay. I think I'm at the end. Close, yeah, that's what I thought.
So. Okay. So then we'll move on to question period. Does anybody have any questions for council? Seeing none, approval of the minutes of March 18th. Is there any errors or omissions?
Did not see any, so okay. I approve the minutes as presented.
Okay, any other discussion? If not, all those in favor? That's carried. Public Works report.
The only thing I see down there. Besides, what kind of jars were they? Is someone that's been collecting jars?
That's what I asked. I said, are they canning jars that they thought someone wanted to pick up? And he said, nope, just jars.
Someone
laid out nicely in case someone wanted to take them home. I don't know.
Where did I put that?
It's page 8. Instead of putting them in. Instead of, they laid them right in front of the recycling bin, bag, whatever.
And my only question is the miscommunication with Twin Valley got figured out?
Yep. Scott has to find an operator to cover as of next Thursday.
So no, it didn't. In other words,
they're not covering for us. He needs to go elsewhere and find someone else.
Okay. And now are all of the meters. I see a lot of meters on here.
The only meter is the one house that's for sale, but if we want to get in or want it done before it's sold, we can do that.
Okay.
They've been really great. We just call them and say, hey, can you come next week? Okay. And they generally are good. So
are we able to get into the house with them not here? Or?
I don't know. Well, I got to coordinate with the realtor.
Okay.
Yes.
It'd be nice to do it before in case there's someone that does buy it that
wants to get in right away or something like that. Yeah.
Because her son certainly wouldn't care.
Yeah. The other thing, McNally's, is that when are they starting actual pavement? I see every day they got a little bit more.
They're
sidewalk.
Doing, sidewalk first.
Just started.
Looks good.
It does. Okay. It looks great. They're done here. Pacific.
I didn't even notice.
By the church?
Yeah. By the church.
Church is done.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're doing that first and then the asphalt after because they had to cut out asphalt chunks. And then I do have the quote for crack filling all the way down Grand and then all the cross cracks, too. So
okay.
Talk about that.
Okay, move it.
The one that's up by the Mennonite home up there, that gravel hasn't been cleaned out. Are they just waiting to do that before? Or they're fixing that, too, aren't they?
I have no idea. I would assume. Do you know where to find it?
Yeah, I thought I seen it marked.
Oh, was it marked?
Yeah.
Okay.
The pylons aren't there right now.
But there's, I thought there was spray paint. I'm sorry, I'm public.
No, that's fine.
Well, I drive over it every day.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't see
that. I walked by it today and the pylons had been moved, but I did not notice any paint or anything. But okay, I just saw that the pylons had been moved. So whether that's because people were tired of driving around them or not, I don't
maybe
know.
Is it fun?
Maybe.
It's actually been cut. That's why I know.
Oh.
It's been cut out square.
Oh, okay.
Three edges, perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
That was when I walked over, I guess.
All right, moving on. Any other questions about public support, public works?
I do have a question for council. Would it be helpful or beneficial to have Scott come for 20 minutes of each meeting and talk about his report, if you guys have questions specifically for him, or is that...
I would really like that. My reasoning is strictly to put the onus back on him, so there's no way things get misconstrued between talking to this person who talks to that person who talks, if we had it from him. Mm-hmm. And we go over the report and we ask Scott the questions.
Okay.
What do you guys think?
I'm okay when either or.
I see him during the week occasionally, or during the month occasionally, and he talks to me. So.
I mean, we certainly can.
I
know in the past we've had public work sometimes come, sometimes not come.
Even quarterly or something?
Yeah.
Have them come,
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
every
even
season
if
or something like that,
sure,
maybe?
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Just.
I'll see if he can come to the May meeting and then maybe he can have a plan for summer, like what the students are going to, summer student will do and. Things like that.
Yep.
And the other thing I didn't see on his was the Elmore Street, the houses.
Because they have not been done.
At Coastal hasn't.
May 9th. Finally got a date, but May 9th.
Okay, yeah.
And I know Brett did talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I don't know whether it'll have absolutely any influence at all, but he said, I do know him well, mm-hmm. the ones that there. And he said, I will tell him your problem, and maybe he can push it up, but he said, I can't. So please go do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Okay. May 9th doesn't sound any faster.
No.
No, I don't.
But shoot, okay. A couple weeks now instead of a couple months? I don't know. We've already been waiting a month and a half, though, so it's kind of
frustrating. More than 6 to 8 weeks
yeah.
already.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to admin report. How'd it go with the auditors?
The auditor was good. I had an hour and a half Teams meeting last Tuesday with Aaron, who's the one above Dagan, but below Will. And we went over everything, and I had a really good conversation with him. Talked about how the deferred revenue I felt wasn't done properly, which sets us up for a whole can of worms this year, trying to figure out SFEs and stuff like that. And he seemed kind of surprised about some of the things I was talking about. He said, they'll get to the bottom of it. We had some issues with our TCAs and our AROs. I talked to Mark at the county, and he said, don't touch the ARO stuff. You're already getting a qualified audit because we haven't got the lagoon inspected. So he said, don't even bother spending any time or effort or money on it. So I passed that along to them, and they seemed fine with that. So...
Dagan sent me an email last week about some questions.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, he called me and asked them all to me and said, I'm going to ask him as well. So
I was like, yeah, no, everything. We don't have any partnerships.
No, he's like, no, I need to ask you. This is what it is. Public-private partnerships. I'm like, literally, no. He says, but I got to explain it to you. I'm like, oh, okay. Guarantee we don't have anything in town. Yeah. He's like, do I need to talk to Scott about this? No, because I don't think he will know what you're talking about either. Okay. Yeah, it is going well. It's going a lot better than last year. So,
good.
And they still seem to think they'll be on time for end of the month. So
nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's a few months ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's MAATI training?
It's Municipal Affairs Administrator Training Initiative. And it's like online training things that they do spring and fall. They kind of
have
to do it. So. Some of them are very interesting, some of them are very dry. Very dry. But that's good.
Anybody have any other questions for Kelly?
Nope.
Can I have a motion to approve the reports then presented?
I'll approve the reports as presented.
All in favor? That's carried. Correspondence, ACP grant.
We got a letter a week and a half ago that we didn't get any grant money for that. So.
Okay, very disappointed. All right, financials. I see that some of those utilities are coming in.
Mm-hmm. We only attempted to shut off one resident, but the TERP valve was broken. Everybody else paid up.
Okay.
Or came in to make a payment plan.
Okay. So.
Which, that's nice, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And the one, we still are in the process of getting
it. It is scheduled for the 17th, which is Thursday, to be fixed. I have RCMP coming as well.
Okay.
Just to stand there.
Okay.
And Shawnee is aware that RCMP will be there and that it may be contentious.
Yeah.
And that's been our issue, so they seem fine with it and just said as long as RCMP is there, we're good. So.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Maybe I should go.
Yeah,
it's be a fly on the wall.
Okay, so moving on to income statements. Page 12,
Doug. Yeah, no, I was looking at one.
You need to staple them for a second.
No, please, that would be worse. I don't remember what it was. This variance, because this doesn't go the budget control. There's actually nothing to say.
There's
what
no
our
budget, budget. Yeah, because we haven't finalized our budget. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And that actually answered the question.
Okay. Yeah, so the variance is just off of zero consideration budget.
So franchise revenue, that's from our franchise fees from the utilities for the...
Yeah.
Still making a good sum of money from that, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any questions for Kelly?
Nope. We don't sell much bulk water, or is it?
Not really, no. No, I think last year when I was doing the budget, I think $378 or something in total is what we got.
And do you know offhand what we, how much we do? That's okay. I'm just curious. Because I remember talking to someone the one time and they couldn't get over how cheap our water was.
Mm-hmm.
But then someone else was saying they went to Barron's and got theirs because
it's cheaper.
Yeah,
I've heard that too. Yeah, we only sold $393 worth of bulk water last year.
Okay.
I don't know.
I can only think of two places that actually haul their water. Like, use a place.
Yeah.
Whatever, that use it daily.
Yeah.
And then there's whatever fish partners might haul for.
Mm-hmm. Might feel a little bit in flux in the spring for fertilizers. All right, any other questions on financials? If not, can I have a motion to approve?
I move to approve financials.
Okay, any discussion? All those in favor? And that's carried. Land use amendment.
Making a third reading if you guys want to pass.
So this is the land use bylaw, bylaw 854. Can I have, I'm going to do this right, a motion to receive a second reading?
I make a motion to read a second time. No, it's okay. This, I don't even know what day it is. 15th of April, 2025.
Okay. All those in favor? And that is carried. Can I have a motion to make third reading?
I move that we read for the third time bylaw 854. Redesignate the lands from residential to manufactured home on the 15th of April, 2025.
Okay, all those in favor? And that is carried. LGFF grant. Okay, McNally came out on the 7th, started with sidewalks and asphalt repairs. I'm not sure what their timeline is to get it done, but they're also doing crack filling, which comes out to about $8,500 to do all the cracks in the village. So that's over and above the original quote that was approved last fall. So I can amend the LGFF project to include that. I don't know if we need a motion or if it's just project.
I don't know.
What was the original quote?
Okay. It's already going for the project.
So. Yeah. Okay. So I will amend that. It's $8,356.83 for the crack ceiling.
It's a good deal compared to if we would have had to have them come in by themselves and do it.
Yeah.
I think anyway.
Mm-hmm. So, and then for, we still haven't received our 2024 LGFF money. Some of it has been spent on, like, the HVAC system in the office, and water meters and some water plant stuff. But we are getting another $212,000 and change this year, so I'm just wondering if you guys want to look at doing the same project that the ACP grant was for and using LGFF money, or downscaling it, because I know that they threw everything and the kitchen sink into the proposal. But that was to map all of our infrastructure accurately and know what we have, where we have it, how deep it is, what it is, all that.
I think that project is still a good...
Important.
Yeah, for future growth. And I heard that we can reapply for the ACP grant and still do the work, but... And then cross your fingers that you get it the next time you apply. But I don't know if we...
So then would MPE do a new project proposal on a smaller scale? Is that what you're thinking?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, I would have to go back and look. I didn't glance at it today. But I know that they kind of threw everything into the proposal to try and get the full $200,000 and then scale back as needed if we got less. But if we want to allocate 100 or 125 or whatever, I don't even know what would be realistic. But I can talk to Gavin and see.
I think it's
back.
Worth a look to see.
Okay.
So is there any talk of when we'll get the LGFF?
I thought all of my SFEs were good.
Or is it still the audit that's hanging that up?
It shouldn't be, because the grant advisor got confirmation from the auditors that we will fix all the issues on the SFEs this year, and so that's what they're dealing with right now, is trying to figure out what starting numbers should actually be, because they're not what they should be. But our SFEs, I changed my SFEs to reflect the financial statements, and they told me that they would get certified, and as soon as they're certified, then we would get our funding. So we
haven't
gotten.
Anyone else have this problem? Or
no, it's just because I did my SFEs last spring before the deadline, and then our books were done. Our books, yeah. They didn't like my numbers.
Our auditors did change. Something with the GST that wasn't on the SFE, which isn't supposed to be on the SFE, and blah, blah,
so it
blah.
Kind of, it was a schmozzle, and so now we wait. But I will follow up, actually, because it's been a while, because I talked to them about a month ago, and I thought it was all good to go.
Okay. 2024.
So the year-end audit is ongoing. Dagan was out for 4 days on site. Seems to be going a little smoother than last year. We've got all of our ducks in a row a little bit better. And they said they're on pace to be done by the end of the month. So
nice.
Hopefully they can come present at the May meeting if that's agreeable.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Alberta Community Partnership Grant.
I already talked about that one. Denied in full.
You just had to put in there twice.
I did, just to remedy. It was correspondence. We don't get a lot of correspondence. So I wanted to put something under correspondence. Oh, I didn't put that, no.
Okay, unpaid utilities to tax arrears.
Okay, so that was updated. Yeah, one shutoff was attempted. Curve valve's broken. They are scheduled to come out on the 17th.
Okay.
Well, that's good to see we got some of it, though. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Backyard bees?
I have not done any work on that one, and I apologize, but I was busy with the other stuff. But a suggestion was made that maybe this goes out to the community for input. Maybe we put it as a plebiscite on the election in October, if there's, because I've heard very strong feelings for and against. People have talked to me about it, so I don't know if that's something you guys would be interested in doing, or
I don't know if it's
public meeting about it again, or
closed session, or
to add it to the. I've never done a plebiscite vote on a.
I don't know.
I don't know how that works.
Me neither. I can look into it.
I will tell you, my input from talking to people, and one question I asked when they did that presentation is, what happens if someone is allergic? Mm-hmm. And the answer was, well, they should have an EpiPen. But what happens if someone is allergic
and they don't know they're allergic?
Know they're allergic and they don't have an EpiPen, mm-hmm. or a child?
I've had that question brought to me more than once already. Yeah.
And that was why I said, well, who would know better than our residents? Mm-hmm. I personally, I don't have a problem with someone doing bees. Bees don't bother me at all.
Yeah.
But boy, if a little kid got stung and died, we would never forgive ourselves.
I am allergic to bees, and
you
I don't
are?
Have an EpiPen. I've never had an EpiPen. I've been stung.
Well, they only last 6 months, right?
A year.
A year?
They expire after a year, and they're very expensive.
Yeah, $160. So, I don't know. I would like to leave it up to the residents. I don't know whether it's...
I think we definitely have to have more information on it. I think
I don't understand how they do it in Calgary, but apparently they do, eh?
Yeah. I mean, chickens is one thing, but I don't see a problem with bees, but I know that some people have very strong opinions one way or the other, so I'd like to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so we'll just table it for now.
Yeah.
So we have more information?
For me.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you look into any... Oh, you said you had.
I didn't. No. Sorry.
No, that's fine.
Okay, bylaw 855, the procedures bylaw.
So this, I amended the existing one with help from Arrowwood, because they just she was sharing. We have to include provisions to live stream our municipal... No. Our public hearings. Have to be live streamed. We don't have to necessarily live stream council meetings, but we do have to have something in place to allow the public to attend remotely our public hearing. So that's basically the...
All that would mean is setting up the computer.
Well, I can even do it on mine, kind of like how we've done with Steve in the past when he hasn't been able to make it in person. Then I would have to talk to IT about how to do it like securely and so that we can mute people when they shouldn't be talking and stuff like that. But
see, we have an AGM with Moy River all the time, and I'm not sure how she does it, but only the board can talk.
Oh, okay.
Nobody else can.
Mm-hmm.
And then if anybody has a question, they do it on chat.
Okay.
So you would read it, and then that way if it's not something dumb, you could read the question out loud.
Yeah, okay.
Do we have to have all those particulars in here?
No, I think we just have to say, like, I've got in here that the chair may direct meetings or hearings to be held electronically through Microsoft Teams or another online meeting platform if in their determination electronic meetings are desirable or if they are required during an emergency, public health, or disaster. So that's so that you can, like, we can hold electronic meetings. Recording and live streaming of meetings. So we already record them, but we don't live stream them currently. So that just gives you provisions to do it if you so choose. But this one I thought was interesting because when you did remote in from
Brooks,
wherever, it says the chair cannot electronically preside over it.
Yeah, I saw the
in-person meeting, so I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
But that's actual. Well, this is Arrowwood's edits that they added, so I don't know if is that an MGA thing, or is that just...
That's just pretty common, yeah.
Yeah.
We're the same.
Okay.
You can attend virtually, but if you're the chair, then you just hand it over to the vice or something.
Okay.
This one is 34, and I don't want to draw it.
Okay. And then the rest is just basically our existing...
Stuff.
Yeah. I did change on page 27 the inappropriate behavior by the public. It said you will be charged, the person can be charged under this bylaw, but when I talked to Gabby, she said if you don't have anything in your fees, fines, and charges bylaw, then it's not enforceable. So she said put in there that they could be charged under provincial legislation because then she can trespass people to just get them out. So that's why that's highlighted because I did make that change because it wasn't enforceable under the old bylaw.
And now with this one, we have to update this one right away. Or are we going to have to do another change to this bylaw with the Bill 50?
I think that the electronic meeting one has to be in place by April 30th.
Oh, okay.
Then but with mind. Bill 50, okay. Yeah, so we might be making
changes. Okay. So I was like, okay, well, shall we know what?
Okay. So I would suggest that we put it passed today and then amend it as needed if changes come around.
Do first reading?
Sure. Is there any discussion on this, or did you guys, were you okay with the changes she put in there?
Oh,
yeah. Were you good with them?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'll read the first time, this 15th day of April, for the bylaw 855 for expedient and desirable for effective governance to regulate the procedure and conduct of council, councillors, and others attending meetings in the village of Carmagee.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor? Okay.
I move the second time, bylaw 855, bylaw. The village of Carmagee to regulate the procedure of council meetings and council committee meetings. Okay. April 15th, 2025.
All those in favor? And can I have motion to give third reading?
I'll make a motion.
Okay. All those in favor? And that's unanimous consent. So. We're at the third and final. Third time and passed unanimously this 15th day of April, 2025, bylaw 855, a bylaw of the Village of Carmgate to regulate the procedure of council meetings and council committee meetings. And all those in favor? That's passed, sorry. Moving on. Okay.
Borrowing bylaws. So usually we do two borrowing bylaws, one for our MasterCard and one for our line of credit. And we have a new relationship manager, and she said we only need to do the line of credit this year. So, until further notice, this is the only one I've drafted. Okay. Same as last year. Interest not to exceed 10%. Principal amount is $200,000. We have to do three readings of this one? Yeah. Okay.
You have to read three?
Unless you want to do it once and then next one.
Okay. Yep, Doug?
Yep, I read the first time for our borrowing bylaw, number municipal borrowing bylaw.
856.
Okay, all those in favor? And that's carried.
I cannot see that number.
I will make a motion to read second time our municipal borrowing bylaw 856.
Okay, all those in favor? Carried. And I have a motion to give third and final reading. Doug, all those in favor? Unanimous consent. Okay. Third reading of municipal borrowing bylaw, bylaw number 856. Read a third and final time, April 15th, 2025. All those in favor? And that is carried. Way to go, Kelly.
Good.
Go for control.
Okay, so, did you delete that, or did it? Upset people in town because there was gopher control going on.
Yeah.
Thinking that we were doing it, but we were not doing it. I did give permission to do gopher control on that parcel that we are leasing. I hope that was okay.
Yeah.
But
in
paying,
hindsight,
he's paying.
Yes, everything. So, yes. Yeah.
And then they did the Lions Club. The Lions Campground as well.
And they're doing the whole school.
Yeah, and Palliser has done numerous times in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do it every year, basically.
Yeah, so it's nothing.
The only thing is, he did not know that it included the ball diamond.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him this year, yes, that's Palliser.
That's Palliser.
Yeah.
So Palliser's he will do it this year.
Perfect. So I just threw it on there if the council wants to hire them for further gopher control, but I think we've got some pretty good coverage like from everybody else doing it.
Yeah.
And honestly, the biggest swath of land would be CCP, and we're not supposed to touch that.
No.
Champion has such a problem with gophers on CPR land that they did go ahead and pay for it themselves to get them because they said it was just overrun.
Mm-hmm.
So we may have to watch it, but right now I didn't see lots out there.
We have some young guys that help with that.
And cats.
Yeah,
the cats.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So no.
That's a no.
Kay. That's a no.
All right.
Public Works cell phone.
So this came up in a conversation I was having with Champion. They provide a separate physical cell phone for their public works for on call for their number. I did not realize this until I tested it out myself, but we forward our phone to Scott's personal phone, and it does not forward texts. It's only phone calls. But I don't know how big of an issue it is because I looked back on the cell phone records and nobody ever calls that phone number. So I think it's like
so what is it doing? It's just call out, isn't it?
No, because his personal number is listed for the call-out numbers, like in okay. the machines. But it's forwarded that, I think it's 5080 or whatever, is forwarded to his personal cell phone in case anybody calls it. But he doesn't, he can't differentiate who's calling his phone number and who's calling the public works number. I don't know that he needs a second cell phone, but if
Has
it ever
comes
up. Has
he ever mentioned
it? No. No. But if it comes up, I guess it was an issue in Champion that someone was texting and the number was forwarded and those texts don't go through. So I thought I would bring it up just so it's on the radar. If it becomes an issue, we might have to get a second number. But I think most people message him through, like, Messenger and stuff anyways. Like, they don't...
Yeah.
They don't
With
text.
Facebook and everything.
Yeah.
Now it's...
Yeah. So that's just kind of a for your information, but...
Okay. They're not supposed to message him
no.
directly.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
No.
And I know we used to have a dedicated cell phone.
It's in my drawer.
Yeah.
My
but Scott didn't want to have to.
Mm-hmm.
Way back.
Well, then that answers
so
it right there.
I don't know. It could have changed, but he didn't used to want. That's
yeah,
why.
I think that's why he's forwarding
He just had
it.
Everything forwarded.
Yep. So I'm fine leaving it as
okay.
is, unless it becomes an issue with people saying they can't get...
Well, they should be going through the village office anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should not go through.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Water operator coverage.
I have tasked Scott with finding coverage. He said he has left a couple messages with Jen and Barron's, and I also asked him to call Carly, who did our Albert Environment inspection a couple weeks ago, and just see what, if we give notice that we don't have coverage, is that better than just not having coverage, or what the situation is. So he has not heard back from her. I texted him again this afternoon to see if he had any information that I could present, and he said he's called 3 times and left 3 messages. And I said, send an email so that at least anything you get back is in writing, so there's no miscommunication or misunderstanding. So
as of next Thursday?
Yes.
Okay.
So according to Kathy, he raised his test in July?
He will get an email at the end of next week or on the following Monday when he that gives him permission to go into this portal to register for the test. The testing opens on May the 5th and goes until July the 4th. So it's his responsibility to get into the portal and get registered to write the test as soon as he can. And Heather and I have both harped on him about this repeatedly. You need to get in, like,
right,
May the 5th, if
you
can.
Yeah.
Register, and he will have to go to Calgary, because that's the nearest testing center. But he can do both in one day. If there's 30 spots in the morning and 30 spots in the afternoon for operators to write tests. So if he can pick a day that both are available, he can do water in the morning and wastewater in the afternoon, or vice versa. So he knows it needs to be done ASAP.
Okay.
It just depends on, I don't know how fast they book up. I don't know how
many
people.
When I talked to him, I said, Kathy said, we don't have an operator till July. He goes, May. And I was like,
it all depends when
I'm confused.
Yeah. No, it depends when he can get registered, and then, of
when
course,
he can go write.
When he can write, and then that's.
Champion is May.
And that's
like
soon.
Or July, I mean.
Yeah, like, yeah. But they're...
Yep, okay. He does it there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes sense. Okay. Fire hydrant repairs.
I've emailed Total Fire Solutions a couple times, and he says, yeah, I'll get back to you. But they did our hydrant inspection in the fall, and they found issues. Like, there's some broken threads and some leaks and things like that, so I've asked them for a quote on repairing them. I emailed them again last week, and I haven't heard back. So.
Okay. Village cleanup day.
I've already been asked about this, so I'm wondering if we want to set a cleanup day, like
in May like we
usually
had in
the
past.
Tuesday after long weekend.
Yeah.
So we won't probably, I haven't had any bites on summer students yet, so I doubt we'll have a summer student at that point, so it would be on Scott by himself. So unless we have any.
Quite still looking, I can
children.
Volunteer. I can volunteer with him.
Any locals that would like a few extra bucks on a Tuesday morning to do some garbage cleanup?
So May 20th,
I think.
Yeah. The horticultural is doing cleanup for the library park, the park beside the seniors, the playground, and the church on May 5th.
Okay.
The Monday night.
Okay.
Can we supply them with garbage bags?
I don't see why not.
Okay. And I think the Lions Club's helping them as well.
Okay.
And then whatever other community groups.
Okay.
Or people.
Yeah, or just people in general. Because they were going to talk to the seniors and the library and that, just different groups and see.
Perfect. So.
And the Lions Club is doing theirs April 27th, the Sunday, at 9 a.m.
It's a Sunday.
Okay.
The last Sunday in April.
Yep.
They're doing the campground. So.
Okay.
But you guys don't usually require stuff from the village, do they?
No.
No? Okay.
So do you need garbage removal for the hort on May 5th as well? Or are you guys trucking it?
Usually what they've done in the past is they just leave it on the boulevard and then Scott picks it up.
Tuesday morning.
Tuesday.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or that's how it's been done.
Okay.
See, I have in here, May 5th was village cleanup.
That's for the horticulture.
Yeah, that's the parks.
Okay.
Yeah, they do the parks then. And then the cemetery is... Oh, I can't remember the cemetery date. Shoot. The historical was talking about that one last night. Okay. And I forget already. Okay.
I don't think it's going to advertise yet.
No. We were just talking about it last night at our meeting, and I can't remember. Okay.
That was a long time ago.
A lot has happened since last evening. Okay. STARS funding request.
So at our communications meeting, they had a presentation from STARS, and she sent a follow-up letter just wondering if Carmengay would like to be a partner with STARS, and they're asking for $1 to $2 per capita, kind of the same as the library or whatever, and
on a 2-year commitment.
Yes. I don't know what the letter said, to be honest. I read it a while ago.
Nice. There were 7 STARS landings in the Carmengay area in the last 15 years.
Well, I wonder if we should, even if we did the dollar to get our name, that would be what, 200 some bucks?
Yeah, about 285-ish. 286.
I'll be with that. I make a motion to give $1 per capita for STARS. And in a life-saving partnership.
Any discussion on that motion? Not all in favor. That is carried. So this is, I think all the communities are, not all the communities, Milo, Arrowwood, and the county have written letters to no longer be part of, or withdrawn their support. The Waste Commission can't because it has to be the municipalities, so that's why I don't know if we want to continue to support it or if we want to withdraw our support. No. I was like, okay.
No. No, I make a motion to...
We should be out of there a long time ago.
Yes. Yeah.
See, and I was misguided because I thought the commission had to do it. I didn't realize that it was us that had to, that each individual municipality. So...
I think this county's been beating that dead horse for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with Doug in his motion.
Okay. So Doug's motion. Okay. All in favor? Now that is carried. So then Can you send a letter to the
Waste Commission?
To the Waste Commission? Or SEWA?
I guess it goes to SEWA, and then they send a copy to the Waste Commission.
Okay.
I can do that. Okay. Here, I thought I was going to have to give the big, long explanation. Short and sweet. Okay, reports. ORSC.
ORSC's next meeting is in June, and I will not be able to be there, sadly.
Okay. Marquis, I was unable to make our last meeting, unfortunately. And I haven't even looked at the minutes to see what was discussed. Vulcan District Solid Waste, we had our meeting at the end of March, and a couple more members sent letters to withdraw, and they talked about the circular material.
I have questions.
That whole problem.
That. Yeah.
Or that whole
process?
Yes.
Because I was on a couple of the webinars at the beginning because I didn't know what it was, and I reached out to Dick and asked if we needed to sign up as Carmengate, and he said, nope, I'll take care of it as the Waste Commission. But then I keep getting emails saying that we're not signed up. So I emailed him again, and I haven't heard back. So I don't know if I still need to sign up or if
my understanding is it's the... But then I could be wrong. But my understanding was it was the Waste Commission.
Yeah, and that's what he had told me initially. So I don't know if I'm just...
He told me too.
But I know that there's like lots of issues still with it, like,
okay,
and how they're rolling it out.
Mm-hmm.
But they seem to think we'll be making more off recyclables than we have in the past. And I did talk about the billing.
Mm-hmm. We got our invoices the next day.
Shocking. So They were gonna get on that.
Perfect.
So apparently you got on that. So,
yeah. No, we got them in, like, within days of whenever that was.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a whole lot of discussion about SEWA, but that doesn't matter anymore. So perfect. Okay. SELFRO.
The only
Very
thing I want to
report.
Yeah. The only thing I want to add to that is SELFRO just hired another economic development officer, and this who's just going to start. This one is actually going to work with, 30 communities that belong to SELFRO, and she will work with any community for anything that they might want to start. So if we have a business attraction plan or anything, she would be the one to actually come and help us with it. And they just hired her, just got the notice today.
Okay.
So Lori sent it to me. That's great.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, Twin Valley Water.
I did that meeting in Elko.
Good. Because I missed it.
Most of it was just on the
audit.
So that was basically most of the meeting. They did the presentation and everything, and looking in pretty good shape. But then we did talk about the testing for our stuff and everything, and made it official that we have to do our own. So other than that, that's pretty much it.
Mares and Reeves, I wasn't able to go. That was the...
That wasn't the one I went to? I did something.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, this was the Turkey Supper Day.
Oh.
So I didn't ask you to go to that
one.
Because I knew you were already tied.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. B-Crimp, do you guys have anything?
Nothing.
Okay. FCSS?
Yeah, I did that one. Wait. I can't believe I didn't send you all my...
You sent me that really good one from South Carolina, but I didn't.
And I don't know why I didn't. I did attend that meeting.
Okay.
A lot of it was, I didn't, because that was the first one I'd gone, I didn't understand a lot. And I am going to try and do the next one in person, so maybe I can do it.
Okay.
Understand more.
And then there was no county communications meeting?
Nope. No.
So we need to go into closed session under FOIP section 24-1, advice, proposals, recommendations, analysis. Can I have a motion?
I move to go into closed session 7:53.
Okay, all in favor? That's carried.
Okay, we're...
Oh, come out of camera.
Coming out of camera at...
8:40.
And we're going to just accept for information.
Okay. Is there anything else to discuss? Nothing. So we will adjourn the meeting at 8:40.